Hello, it's Tuesday, July 28th here in Tel Aviv. I'm David Matlin, filling in for Laura. This is Israel in 10, and here's the Misgav Daily Brief. Israel remains on edge as the wider region, including our immediate neighbors in Jordan, continue to face intermittent drone and even missile attacks from Iranian proxies. And perhaps for the first time, Israel's not on the receiving end, but that situation could change any minute. It's a familiar existence living in Israel these last decades, that from one hour to the next, there's a very real possibility of a return to all-out war with whatever remains of the IRGC in Tehran and its regional jihadist proxy network. And while it feels like all of us in Israel await the decisions of President Trump, our Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is meeting him eye to eye today in the Oval Office, his seventh visit in just the last year and a half, the most of any world leader, all while the world closely watches whatever may come of that meeting. Now, the Israeli Prime Minister, President Trump, and a host of other world leaders and dignitaries are gathering today in Washington Cathedral for the funeral of Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, for at least the last 25 years, Senator Graham was arguably our best friend in Washington. Now, over that time, he visited Israel more than any other U.S. lawmaker. His experience leading delegations of congressmen here over the years, he'll be missed in Israel and the free world. But in the wider picture, the lull in fighting between the U.S. and Iran has accelerated diplomacy aimed at a short-term fix for the most contentious issue of the war so far, reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Now, Iran and Oman met throughout the weekend and into Monday to work out an arrangement for ships to safely pass, albeit through their own approved and tolled routes. Now, these narrowly focused talks at this point aren't meant to end the U.S.-Iran conflict, but mediators say they hope that even a temporary agreement on an important issue could allow a lifting of maritime blockades and ultimately lead to talks on implementing a preliminary peace deal. Mediators from Pakistan, Egypt, and Qatar have been discussing a proposal that would clarify disagreements regarding the Strait of Hormuz, according to reports. Now, Iran maintains that the Memorandum of Understanding granted it a level of control over the strait, while the U.S. has argued otherwise. Now, U.S. official and mediators said that Iran and Oman were still far apart, including whether to charge fees for transit. But both sides said there was progress, marking the first glimmer of hope, truly, for diplomacy since President Trump ordered a new round of military strikes on Iran more than 2 weeks ago in response to Tehran firing on commercial vessels in the strait. Now, the president halted strikes on Friday evening, and that night, Oman sent a delegation to Tehran to begin the talks on the strait. But after the deadly clashes this last weekend between Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank, tensions have continued to simmer there. The IDF deploying to counter and apprehend any terrorist suspects and security threats on both sides, trying to keep the unrest from spreading any further. Now, during a large-scale raid in the West Bank this week, the IDF just announced that they captured some 30 Palestinian suspects involved in smuggling, both of illegal weapons and Palestinians without entry permits into Israel, allegedly coming to work illegally. Now, this arena remains one of the potential hot-button issues as Israel now faces parliamentary elections in just 3 months. Now, those are the volatile, big-picture issues of the day here in Israel. Stay tuned, though, as we're likely to see many developments over the coming week, especially the next couple days, with the Israeli Prime Minister in Washington. Now, before we get to today's conversation, a reminder, you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now, here's longtime defense and government writer and expert, Amir Oren. Hi, Amir. Great to be with you. Good to have you with us, especially on the topics of the day here today. First of all, Prime Minister Netanyahu, he's in Washington for the seventh time in this second Trump term, I think by far the most of any foreign leader at this point. This is also, again, while the president is negotiating with Iran, a moment of negotiation. Perhaps it's inaccurate, but technically that's the situation he walks into. How can these two leaders, you know, Netanyahu and Trump, who are seen to have divergent, you know, domestic political needs, how can they reconcile that at this moment? You know, how do you see this moment between these two leaders?
So, David, you know, in Hebrew, there is quite a similarity between two terms, hazmana, invitation, and zimun, summon. Usually, Netanyahu has been summoned to see Trump. He wasn't invited. Now, this time around, he has used Lindsey Graham's dad and the ceremonies involved in order to almost force his way into the Oval Office. And this is because he is coming almost begging for favors. Now, as you said, the views are divergent. It has been only 5 months, actually today, 5 months since February the 28th, when Trump, acting on Netanyahu's advice,
when the war began, yeah,
embarked on this adventure, misadventure. And he is not going to take any further advice by Netanyahu lightly. Of course, J.D. Vance, the vice president, and others are counseling Trump to put some daylight between himself and Netanyahu. And this is, of course, in the run-up to two elections, 3 months from yesterday in Israel, and a week later, on November the 4th, the midterm elections. So yes, there is a problem here, and it is not a meeting of co-equals. It is not as if Netanyahu can come out with half his wishes being given.
But does this help him here in some way? Does it help for the Prime Minister of Israel right now, Netanyahu in particular, to come away from Washington kind of hat in hand, no real accomplishments? Does it help our image? You know, we're being maligned so badly in the United States right now for kind of dragging Trump around, you know, manipulating him. Is there something positive in that, though, if the president is seen to be in charge?
No, there is nothing positive. And again, the occasion is the death of Lindsey Graham, who was another force dragging Trump into Iran. Why would Trump need two reminders of his folly? No. There is nothing in it for Trump unless he is seen as forcing Netanyahu to accept his wishes on Gaza, on Lebanon, and perhaps on avoiding any involvement in a renewed fighting with Iran.
Many are arguing right now. I mean, Prime Minister Netanyahu is visiting the U.S. at arguably a low point in, I don't want to say U.S.-Israel relations, but certainly the relationship is strong. But I mean, U.S. sentiment and attitude towards Israel, which we all worry will lead towards policy against the state of Israel. Many are arguing this is our greatest strategic threat in this moment, is this rapid shift in political outlook among Americans right now towards Israel. What does the prime minister need to do? Is he, you know, how does he face that in a visit like this?
So being against a certain policy, a major policy, but nevertheless a certain policy of a certain government in power in Israel does not equal being against Israel. And in 3 months' time, we may very well have a new government with a new policy that could rectify the problems brought about by the Netanyahu government, starting with the judicial coup, and then the October 7th failures and what transpired after that. So this is only one fleeting moment in a long history. We may see that this particular visit does not leave any impact. It cannot get Israel's position any better, nor can it get Trump's.
In short, do you think Israel, the Netanyahu government, do you think Israel's happy with the status quo in some way right now? I mean, in the short term that the U.S. does the fighting, that, you know, Israel kind of sits back in this moment. What do you see in the short term?
Well, we have heard people like Smotrich saying as much. This is, by the way, not a good quote for the Americans. They will have bloodletting of their own while Israel is sitting, clapping, and shouting from the
side. It didn't play well, that quote from the minister. Yeah.
No, but even substantially, even without the optics or the audio, it's insane. Neither the United States nor Israel should seek new fighting. What's the point? What are the war aims? What is the exit strategy? We should be done with this war. and start thinking about new strategies for a new age.
And the new age may be very well upon us, as you mentioned, within a couple months here, both countries, U.S. and Israel, facing major elections, essentially, that could determine that Indeed. Trajectory. Amir Oren, always good to have you with us. Thanks for your insight today on Israel in 10.
Thank you, David.
Well, that's it for the Misgav Daily Brief here in Israel in 10. I'm David Matlin, again, filling in for Laura. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you can follow us at the link below.